Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
During the Olympics yesterday, a cross-country skiing event, this dog ran out onto the course, right?
Oh, the wolf dog.
Right in front of two skiers. He even crossed the finish line.
Yeah.
Did you guys see the video of this?
I did. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. Then he started sniffing people's butts.
That's what dogs do.
Got to make sure.
Especially a wolf dog. That thing looked so scary. Like,
oh, yeah.
I would have ran.
His name was Nazgul.
What?
He's named after those beings in Lord of the Rings.
Oh, how neat.
It's sick.
Yeah, no, it was scary dog, but quite funny.
Yeah, here's where they are talking about it.
Croatia across the line.
Racing to the line there. The crowd clearly enjoying this.
Yeah, the biggest cheer of the day is not for any of the skiers so far. Oh, that's true speed. Down the finishing straight. The local wildlife. Domesticated.
Even they sound bored with the Olympics, huh?
Yeah,
the Olympics are so bad that this is like the highlights now. That are coming out.
It's a wolf dog.
It's so boring. Anyway, this dog lives nearby. His owners are related to one of the event officials. So that was the big Olympic news yesterday.
That's pretty funny.
There's your Jer on sports. Here's Jer on peanut butter cups. Brad Reese's. Yeah.
Huh?
The grandson of the Reese's inventor, H.B. Reese's.
I thought that was a new kind of peanut butter cup. I'm like, Brad, huh?
Brad Reese's, the grandson,
okay.
Wrote a LinkedIn post a few days ago accusing the company of changing his family's classic formula and not for the better.
Oh.
He said the Hershey's company is replacing milk chocolate with compound coatings.
Oh,
yuck. No. And peanut butter with peanut butter style creams across multiple Reese's products. And he's worried that the Reese's legacy is at risk.
Well, yeah, you can't change something like that. I mean, the peanut butter cup is by far America's favorite candy bar. You cannot change its integrity.
You really can't.
Right?
Yeah, like, I don't think you can.
This is blasphemy.
Hershey's
I'm with
is
Brad.
Saying. Well, Hershey's is saying that the cups are still peanut butter and chocolate at the core. They're made the same way they have always been. Starting with roasting fresh peanuts and making our unique one-of-a-kind peanut butter that's combined with milk chocolate. They didn't elaborate, though, about the past and current ingredients.
Yeah, like, did they say Brad's lying, or are they just like, listen, let's calm down?
They said there has been recipe adjustments that have had to been made over time to accommodate new shapes, sizes, and innovation.
Why would the shapes matter?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. If Brad is right, I guess there's some gray area here then, whether or not Reese's is using the OG recipe. My biggest concern is, I saw some people talking about this on the news the other day. They kept saying Reese's.
Oh,
the Reese's peanut butter
that.
Cups, and you know how I am with
yes,
that.
Yes, I heard a little kid say it in the store the other day, and I I giggled because I'm like, there it is.
Children say that.
I say Reese's, so I was very happy. I do say Reese's, but they can't, like, oh, do we
Stop
believe Brad?
Saying Reese's.
We're going to have to stay on this story because
I believe Brad.
I'm a Brad believer.
I would think is cost-cutting measures and, you know, like they said, different products coming out over time. They're going to have to change the recipes and tweak it just a little bit.
Why?
It's not the same recipe as inventor H.B. Reese's.
It should be.
Why? It's milk chocolate and peanut butter. It's easy.
H.B. Reese's is
Stop saying it, Katie.
No.
Somebody's going to shove you down outside if you say that out loud.
It's going to be Jeremy.
I would never shove a lady, but some street tough might out there.
Jeez. Knock
All right,
it off.
Speaking of products, I'm going to need some help from our listening audience. Because I want to create a jingle. But since this is a thing right now, and everybody's doing jingles for products, hoping that they get scooped up, I want to do one. I just need a product. So if you wanted to, I need something that's kind of silly, kind of generic, and I'm going to make a jingle and see if it takes off.
Okay.
So I just need product ideas. I'm going to let you guys do the heavy lifting with that. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1MIX. 1649. Give me a company and I'll come up with a jingle and we'll play it on the air and then send it off to that company and see what happens.
Let's go.
We good with that?
This is fun for me. So
cup noodles.
I want to be like manscaping or something.
Whatever you guys want. Just generic, fairly easy. You might get me to sing out of this. We'll see. But yeah, text me the product and we'll try to make a jingle. 303-691 1649. What's the local stuff?
Okay, so the news stations thought they were funny with this one, but the headline said over 420 pounds of suspected pot found in plastic garbage bags along the side of a road. Yeah, a whole lot of that suspected stuff.
It's a lot of pot weed.
It is, and that's where I left it, huh? Coming from the Weld County Sheriff's Office, they said they found even more of it west of that drop-off location. So this also happened in August of last year. So seems to be a thing where people are taking garbage bags full of quote unquote suspected pot and leaving it on the side of the road. I kind of have a theory about this, though, right? Because, you know, the pot farms, right? The alleged pot farms. Do we have to say alleged for that part, too?
I don't know.
Even if
I'm not familiar with these pot weed farms you speak of.
But when they take and they do the trimming and everything for the plants, like all of the stuff left over. Like, it goes away.
It's garbage.
In garbage bags, and I think this might be that.
Well, you're the pot expert on the show.
I just like I was thinking about it, and I was like, 420 pounds, that's an awful lot of suspected pot
Did
left on the
to
side
say
of
420?
The road. I know. That's what I said. I said the news stations think they're funny that the 420 pounds.
Did they round up?
427? Because that's how much there
pounds.
Actually was. Over 400 could have also worked, but yeah.
So if this
said,
is the remnants of a potweed farm.
That's what I think.
Is somebody lifting it off the farm and then making a drop somewhere, or is it blowing away?
Well, they've got to get rid of it, and I think
they're
that
just leaving it on the side of the road.
You can't just put that stuff in the trash. Because
I would think there's regulations on disposal, though.
Especially if it's not up to the
If it's an
code.
Underground potweed farm?
Know. This is all just us throwing things out there. None of this has been proven or anything, but that's what I think, because that's an awful lot of,
you're our
alleged
expert.
No, I'm not. And again,
last time Katie got stoned, this is what she sounded like.
That's why it sounded familiar.
Pot weed.
Okay. So yeah, again,
I'm glad you
quit
the pot weed
thing. Thank you. All right, where are my ladies at? I love this story about the Denver Summit FC. So they broke ticket sale records for the inaugural game for the squad that's coming up March 28th at Empower Field. They sold 45,000 tickets already for that game. That's crazy. Again, breaking that single game NWSL attendance record. So people in the community super fired
They're excited about
this team. I mean, my goodness.
Deal.
It is a really big deal. And again, if you didn't catch it, they aren't playing in their new stadium yet because it's not built. So they're going to be at Empower Field for the first little bit.
Can I quickly say thank you, everybody who's writing in about jingle ideas. Stop it with the condoms.
Oh. That is the number one thing.
I'm not doing condoms, Magnum condoms, Trojan condoms, none of that.
Why
Come
not?
On.
Look at the mix
I like Q-tips. Q-tips is pretty good. And then ketchup. Ketchup is making the list.
I like ketchup. Okay.
All right, keep them coming. Irish Spring soap, not too shabby.
Hey. You gotta make an Irish jingle there.
All right, what else you got?
Okay, so we talked about this earlier about the Dark Horse in Boulder is closing. And here's the thing about the Dark Horse, which is the bar and restaurant over there in Boulder.
Love it.
It's been a thing since like 1975, so it's been around for a really long time.
I found out last night that Nicole's mom and dad used to go out on dates there.
Really?
It's been there that long.
Yeah, I mean, again, their burgers apparently are some of the best in the area, and it's pretty iconic as far as just, the fact that it's the Dark Horse. But the future of it has been uncertain for the last 2 years, and that's because a plan to turn the parking lot right there in the area into a mixed-use development called Williams Village.
Barf.
So this was announced in January of 2024. So when they said that, they're like, wait a minute, where's the Dark Horse going to go? And people were petitioning.
Leveled.
People were getting pretty, crazy about it. Yeah.
Is there a petition to save this place?
That's the thing, is when it first happened, they showed up in droves to a public hearing to express their desire for it to stay open, but all of that led to nothing, and they're going to have to shut it down. March 14th is the last day, and they're having a whole month long of celebration for the Dark Horse before they close the doors. But a lot of people are pretty upset about
the
closure.
I've never been. I was just invited last night to go to that place this weekend, so we might pop in there. And I'm going to be pissed if I enjoy it.
I know. Well, and everybody says it's very unique, but Josh has been to the Dark Horse.
A lot of my friends went to CU Boulder, and their burgers are insane. The atmosphere is so cool, and I just, it's such a bummer that it's closing down. That made me really sad hearing about it today.
Yeah. So definitely people will be paying homage to the Dark Horse for the next couple of weeks. And then, hey, one more, because when it comes to top spring break destinations in the country, of course you think Colorado, right? No.
No.
Google released a report involving flight data to see where those crazy kids are going. And Vail, rounding out the top 10 on the list. Hawaii, number one. There's spots in Florida and California, of course. But Vail, Colorado, rounding things out. But, of course, we know you can get a lot of great skiing in the month of March up in the high country. So, may I suggest Loveland? But, you know, I'm just saying, we know why people
Katie
go.
Katie just made $100.
We know why people go to the mountains for spring break. And no surprise, but yeah, Vail, Colorado on that list.
Well done, Vail.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Fist bump. And again, thank you to everybody who is writing in regards to the product that I need to make a jingle for. Eggo Waffles is on the list. Old Spice. And I got to say, well, there's some coffee creamer. I think right now in the lead is the Scrub Daddy.
I love the Scrub Daddy.
I love the Scrub Daddy, too.
I have a Scrub Daddy and a Scrub Mommy.
I do, too.
Who's your Scrub Daddy that might be in the lead right now? But what product would you like me to make a jingle for? 303-691-1649. You guys are the bomb.